Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, no. No. No.
I have a question for the man on this app because your girl is dating.
And so what?
And I've asked this question around to some of my guy friends and I get a 50-50 response. So I need this to be cleared up for me now. So I grew up in a very Mexican household. I have two older brothers. I'm the youngest one. I'm the only baby, the only girl. So growing up, my brothers were always like, if a guy likes you, he will go to like the end of the world to get you. So you don't approach him first. If you see a guy out, like, just let him come to you. They were always, they were overprotective in some way. But they were always like, let the guy come to you. We love chasing. We love that chase game. Don't take it away from us, basically. Like, let us chase you. Let us get.
I think there's a certain percentage of guys who like chasing. It's usually probably going to be the, you know, alpha male types that love a challenge. You know what I mean? They want to see if they can conquer a woman. It's kind of funny. The men who are the most likely to approach a woman and approach a woman with confidence and, you know, put that pressure on that women seem to like from the top 10%, those are the men who are probably the least likely to marry you and take you serious. Those are the guys that are the most likely to just see it as a game, one big game, to see what lies they can tell to get that, you know what.
Men are inside of women's down their throat. Guys are literally into a girl's.
We'll return after these messages.
But yeah, we're getting all the red flags off top. Tattoo on her wrist, streaks in her hair, hippie necklaces, making a TikTok in her car with a dog in the back. We know what type of woman this is, but let's let her continue. Maybe she'll say something profound.
Not a chance.
Let us do our job, right? But now that I'm older, and I go out with my girls or we're out doing something and then they see a guy that they're into, I just see them walk up to them and be like, hi, I like you, blah, 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 let's get to know each other. And I'm always like, whoa.
And I think that's a big misconception that the bottom 80% men have, that women don't really approach men. They'll approach, you know, certain guys. We know the type of guys. If he's handsome enough and tall enough, she'll swallow her pride and go try to shoot her shot.
Right?
Yep.
Whether it's directly or indirectly. She's going to find a way to go over there and say something to him. 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to be stupid and awkward, but she's still going to do what she got to do to try to get some attention from him. To me, the whole idea of chasing a woman, it sets the dynamic up wrong from the start. If anything, shoot your little shot, and then if she's not responsive or she don't give you the response you were looking for, just ignore her.
My question is, do you guys like getting approached, or do you like women doing the approach? Do you like getting approached, or do you like doing the approaching? And if you do like women approaching you, how do you like it to be? Like, what's a good little approach?
Many women struggling with substance abuse issues did not even think they had one.
If there's any ladies listening.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
If you want to approach a guy, do it very subtle. Because I think a woman being kind of super direct and super blunt can turn a man off. A lot of guys say they would like if women approached them, but they got to do it in just the right way. Calling them handsome always works.
Why don't women typically approach men?
Intimidation. If you're like out at a bar or something, you know, maybe you just want a free drink.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I don't think it's very traditional. I think it's always kind of been the way that a man will approach a woman.
Also, I think it's a big confidence thing for women. You know, I know it's hard definitely to approach a man.
Well, yeah, women aren't really confident. A lot of women, they're fake confident. They're confident long as they get to just sit there, you know, look cute and judge everything you do and say. It's easy to be confident when that's the dynamic. You know, when you're the desired one who could just sit on their throne and judge every little detail about all the people that are approaching you trying to get your number or whatever. But when you actually got to put yourself out there and you're not sure if the person going to like you, that's a whole different ball game. And most women, yeah, they wouldn't be able to handle that type of pressure.
in any context. And I think doing it and succeeding, even in just saying hello, can be a big confidence booster.
If women are the ones who fear rejection, why are women always the ones complaining about men not showing their emotions?
I don't know.
Gotcha, bitch.
I don't know if they're necessarily putting their emotions on the line just because they're the ones approaching us. You know what I mean? Because isn't it like a two-way street?
Look, any woman who would walk around with a tiara or whatever you call it, a princess crown on, is not worth taking serious.
They don't grow up. They always stay. It's always the same shit.
Not to mention the nose ring and all the rings in the ear. It's just a no. And the nails that match the tiara. No. No, 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 no. Can you imagine if men walked around with goofy shit like this on? Would women give them the time of day?
Oh, hell no!
The perks of having a vajayjay. You can be goofy and absolutely ridiculous and still get offers from the opposite sex. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. I just saw a TikTok of a girl that said she went into a coffee shop and there was this man with his son in the coffee shop. And she went up to the guy talking about, oh, he's so cute. Your kid is so cute. And she said that the guy looked at her with so much disgust.
Like, and what's wrong with that?
It's like he was just like, and she's like, oh, whoever's man that is, I want you to know that you're doing such a great job because that man hated me, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if she was wearing the same outfit that she was wearing when she created the video, but she's wearing a provocative workout set.
That does not surprise me.
And as a girl that wears provocative clothes.
Look at those fucking nails. Like, would you take this woman serious? Forget about the nose ring. We'll give a pass on the nose ring chronicles. But just look at those fucking nails. You can't be a serious human who does serious things in the world with those nails. It's just that simple.
Everybody always asks me, like, how do you function with these long nails? I can do anything.
Hey, LaRonda. Now, I got four people on hold, but I can't talk.
And from what I'm picking up on this video, some guy thought a woman was a creep because she was walking around half, you know, naked. And that's how society should look at women who walk around half naked. People should, you know, pull their kids closer when they see one of you creeps walking by. They should.
Girl that shows a lot of cleavage, as a girl that wears sexy outfits, I could never have the guts to go up to a man, even if he has the cutest kid on earth, and be like, your kid is so cute. A lot of women have bad intentions, and a lot of women do that to men.
You think?
To provoke them. Mm-hmm. And it's not about being insecure. It's about respect.
The thing about these women, man, everything is going to turn into a TikTok. Everything that happens in their life, they're going to try to find a way to get views and attention from it. And no matter what happens, when it comes to interacting with men, the man is always going to be bad. They're going to find a way to shame a man. If he would have said, oh, thanks for the compliment that my kid is so cute, you would have said, yeah, but when he was saying thanks, he was looking at my boobs. I know they're halfway out, but he's still just so disgusting.
That's stupid.
If any woman ever came up to my man when he's with my girls and said something like that, I would be pissed. And I know my man would react the same way. And I love his reaction. I love it so much. But, and maybe she didn't have bad intentions. And yeah, my eyelash is falling off. I'm taken up.
Oh! Ew! What the?
The only reason why this woman here agreed with the man is because she related it to, you know, her life. And if it would have happened to her man. See, it's so interesting when women pick and choose when to have morals and values and compassion for men. It's hard for women to have compassion and understanding for something that she can't relate to her life in any way. So is it really true compassion and understanding? Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
Maybe she didn't have bad intentions.
I don't think she did. I hope she didn't. But there's a lot of women that do. And I see that all the time. I see it at my workplace. I see a lot of women that go up to men. They're like, oh, he's so cute, blah, blah, blah. And they're showing their ass, and they're showing their ass, and they're wearing the tightest workout outfit. And it's just like, don't provoke them.
Well, what about when you go out, you know, and you got your ass out? What about all the kids who see you? What about that? Is that a problem? Is that sickening too? Yeah, I didn't think so. You didn't think about that, did you? Man, you didn't care.
Sorry, I cannot be the only one. I just loves it. I mean, I am down bad, down horrendous. When my man be sweating outside, he come inside. I be begging him not to shower.
That's nasty.
Whatever she's into, you know.
Am I the only one who finds videos like this just really creepy?
Hi there. Just something about how a man smells after he's been working outside. It's not that I hate when he showers, but it's the way he smells when he's been out and about all day. Okay. What? That smell? He smelled like a father. He smelled like a daddy. He looks so good today. Good.
No,
the arm said enough. Show him, baby.
Please, I'm a timid personality, please.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
They're not even worth talking. Like I said, I would have never made eye contact with a woman like this.
Look, man, you with the wrong woman. He just was living his life. He trying to get in the car, just be a normal human. But she always gotta have a phone out. Everything gotta be about attention. Look, you probably with the wrong woman, bro. I get it. She kind of cute.
Yeah, she's cute. I give her that. She's cute. But leave that shit the fuck alone. Leave that alone.
But do you really want to put up with these type of antics for the rest of your life, man? You said you didn't want to be on camera. She's still trying to pull you in. She don't respect your boundaries, bro.
Yeah, open your eyes. Can't you see?
You need to take a long look at this relationship and ask yourself, is it worth it?
Oh, I think we both know the answer to that.
Audience, do you think it's worth it for him to stay with her? Or am I jumping the gun?
Okay, show him.
Girl, what are you doing?
What kind of shit is that?
I take the smell of your sweat over any cologne.
Okay.
Women who tend to be nasty.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.